People sometimes ask me if I became the Ron Van Dam Show announcer because I love what Ron does and I love his comedy. Well, no. It's because Ron broke me out of a Tijuana prison back in 82 and smuggled me across the border in a suitcase in the trunk of a Yugo. And I still owe him for that. Muchas gracias, mi amigo. You're listening to the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
This is what I sound like. Now you know. I sound like this. Did you hear that? That's what I sound like. I have a recording studio and all that kind of stuff, and every once in a while someone will come to the studio to get to do something, you know, radio-wise. And we record their voice, obviously, and they always turn around and say, well, that's not me, that doesn't sound like me. They always say that. What's wrong with you? It does sound like you. That's what you sound like. Stop saying it's not you. Ron, I don't sound like that. Oh, okay, what do you sound like then? All right. Thank you for being here today. Announcer is John Shanahan. Comedy writer, does many of the comedy commercials on this program and a lot of other stuff. Brilliant man, John Shanahan, ladies and gentlemen. And then there's Jason Shaw, who composed and performs the theme song and the closing theme and does much of the incidental music, incidentally, for this program. Thank you, Jason. And then there's Nicole Reed. She's the British voice that you hear at the beginning of the program. Is she really British? I don't think so. She books many of the national interviews that we have on this program as well. And then there's you. Without you, I'd still be doing it. So don't make yourself too important here. Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. Stark reality, elephant in the room. Here it comes. Every year I go through this crap. Today is my birthday. I know. God, it seems like it's every year now. You know, come on, man. Get it together. Wasn't it just last year I had one of these things? Yes, it was. It is my birthday. As you can tell by the demeanor of my voice, I don't like it. I don't like birthdays. Every time I have a birthday, which seems to be annually, this happens where I have to go through this vast explanation as to why birthdays kind of annoy me more than pleasure me. I don't know if you want to sit through this again, but I don't think you have a choice at this point. I think you're so involved with me, you can't help it. Here's the problem. Yeah, birthdays mean you're another year older. And it's funny because when you're young, when you're like 16 or 17 or 18, remember those years? Whoa, baby. Crazy stuff. I didn't know anything when I was that old. I thought I knew everything. I knew nothing. And I didn't know that I didn't know anything until I got older. Then it was too late to do it. But in my adolescence, I loved birthdays. I mean, it was another step of freedom. You know, when you turn 21, you can do stuff. You can drink. Oh my God, that came into play later on. You can drink. You can do a lot of stuff. You're an adult. You're respected. You can get really good jobs because now you're not just a kid. You're an adult. So you look forward to those ages. Oh boy, another birthday. Can't wait till I'm older to do this. You know, remember you couldn't wait to drive. Oh, I got my learner's permit, but that's not good enough. You're waiting for that driver's license. That's freedom compounded by 17. And you get the driver's license, then you want to be 21, then you can't wait to get older. And then, I can't wait to be in my 20s and go out and meet somebody and start a family and get that white picket fence, man. I'm going to get the fence even if I don't have a place to live in. I want that fence and I want a family. And and then you have a child and, this is the best day of my life, bar the other things that were great, but this is the best now. And here's a child I've brought into this world. Look what I've brought into this world. After that, it kind of goes downhill. For most people, not everybody, let's not do a blanket thing. And then when you get older, it's, oh boy. And when you hit your 30-year-old mark, for men, not as much, for women, 30 years old, have I accomplished everything I want to do? No. And then they start, do I have a wrinkle? Is this a wrinkle over here? Is this a wrinkle over here? No, that's not a wrinkle. You just smiled a little bit and your face contorted a tad. It is a wrinkle. Don't lie to me. It's a wrinkle. Go panic. And that's all the process of like getting older. And then men in their 40s also, they go through this midlife crisis where they have to hump everything in sight and all that stuff. And it's a different kind of midlife crisis than a woman has, but midlife crisis nonetheless. Now birthdays become curses. I can't believe next year I'm turning 40. Oh, this is not good. And people celebrate your birthday and you smile and you laugh with them and maybe you have a piece of cake if you're not yet diabetic. And, you know, that's fun, but in your head you're going, this is not a good thing. This is, let's slow this process down a bit, shall we? And that's where I'm at. I'm in the let's slow the process down instead of making it so visibly clear that you're older. So, I don't celebrate birthdays. I celebrated a few birthdays in my life that were consequential. Now, not so much. Doesn't mean you shouldn't contact me and say, Ron, happy birthday, because that makes people feel good. That's why they invented Facebook. It wasn't to meet people or to have social interactions. Facebook was put together for two reasons. One, not originally, but this is what it ended up being. One, so that you can complain, get the anger out publicly, let everybody know just how freaking angry and disgusted you are about something. That was one of the reasons for Facebook. The other is to wish somebody a happy birthday with absolutely no contact whatsoever. Brilliant, brilliant. So on your birthday, all of a sudden, everybody recognizes you. Congratulations. Make this the best day ever. Well, I can't really do that, but thank you for the idea. Another day, another dollar as far as my birthday is concerned. So I don't like to celebrate it. And when someone says, Ron, happy birthday, I go, okay, thank you. But I mean, okay, all right, okay. So, I mean, don't not do that. It's just another, every single day you're getting a little bit older. When people come up to you and say, Ron, you look younger every day. Shut up. Just shut up. I don't look younger every day. I'm not getting younger every day. Stop saying that. It's not a pleasant thing to hear. Anyway, so happy birthday to me. I can't eat cake because it's too sweet. I don't even like it anymore. It looks good. I think it tasted good if I recall. But when you get older, you have every medical condition in the book. Having your birthday when you're older is simply a collection of diagnoses. Ron, let's add another pill to your daily regimen, shall we? We found another condition that you have now, another chronic condition. Let's add a pill to the to the repertoire, shall we? They call it a cocktail. When you have a lot of pills and you take it with the water stuff, that's called a cocktail. Let me tell you something. I've had a cocktail. That's not a cocktail. God, happy birthday to me. I recall when I was younger. Do you remember when you were younger? Do you even have any concept of that? I know it's tough, isn't it? This present life has taken over so much that it's hard to go back in time and try to remember those feelings. Birthdays are weird. They are. When you're really young, you have your one-year-old birthday. You've been on the planet for a year. You're not turning a year. You've been on the planet a year already. You're one turning two. Well, wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. So when you're 40 years old, you've actually gone through 40 years already. You're turning 41. Ooh, bad, Ron. Don't bring that up. That's true, but don't bring that up. That's a downer. I know. I'm just saying. So when I was like 1 or 2 years old, my parents had birthday parties for me, but I was too young to even know where I was. All I could achieve at that age was pooping my pants. That's about all I did well. And believe me, when it came to pooping pants, I was king. And I made my parents change my diaper. That is control. That's control. Although I pay for it now because I have a dog. Always have. And when my dog poops, I got to pick it up right away. So like, okay, fine. Anyway, getting back to being younger. So like when you're really younger, your parents will have a birthday party for you and they won't invite other kids. If they do, no one knows what the hell's going on because you're only one or two. You're not going to remember that. I mean, the party, my point is the birthday party, when you're a parent and you have your birthday party for your kid, the birthday party is not for the kid. The birthday party is for you. No, Ron, it's for my child. My child loves the birthday. Oh, shut up. It's for you. And that's fine. You brought the kid into the planet life here. So yeah, enjoy. It's your birthday too, really. I get it. The weird birthdays start when you're 5 or 6 years old, when they start inviting your friends over, quote unquote friends. When you're 5 or 6 years old, I don't know if you really have friends because you don't really develop relationships. They're just people that you tolerate, little kids that you can tolerate. And you can push each other down every once in a while and play with dolls or trucks, whatever your preference may be. That's it, man. I mean, they invite your friends over, and these are people you basically don't know because your friends at 5 or 6 years old are just the kids that your parents' friends have. That's all that is. That's who comes over, not your friends. It's your parents' friends, kids. And you sit around a table. And here's the embarrassing thing about a 5 or 6 year old birthday party. They embarrass you somehow. Here's what the parents do. They get these little paper cones with a little plastic strap, a little rubber strap, elastic strap, and they put it on your head. And now to celebrate your birthday, you're wearing a paper cone on your head, which is also called a dunce cap. Hello. The only difference between a dunce cap and a birthday hat is the birthday hat says birthday on it. The dunce cap says stupid dunce on it. Otherwise, exactly the same thing. So you have your party, then they sing happy birthday to you. And that's embarrassing. You turn red. It's like, ooh, it's all about me. I don't know how to handle this. And everybody sings happy birthday. Most of the kids get the words wrong. Or they insult you. Happy birthday, and you smell like one too. You know, that gets stupid. And then you blow out the candles. Basically, what you're doing is you're taking a perfectly fine birthday cake that everybody is going to consume, and you're blowing your spit all over it. And it is a very disgusting custom. We're all going to divide this food up. But first, the birthday girl and the birthday boy are going to spit all over it for you. blow as hard as you can and blow out the candles and distribute that spit all over the top of the icing. Go on, let's have a good time. Yeah, I know. It's just weird, and some of the kids are hitting each other and pushing each other over. Okay, fine. Kids are very violent, you know. Kids can't sit still. What they tend to do is just push each other over. That's their activity. And then you got to have some party games. And when I was growing up, I don't think they do this anymore. My God, I hope they don't. But when I was growing up, there was a game called Pin the Tail on the Donkey. And what you do is you take these young children, 5 or 6 years old, perhaps even younger, I don't know, and you put a sharp pin object in their hand, and on the wall is a picture of a donkey's ass. I don't know. So they take the sharp pin object, and the idea is the kid has to pin the sharp object on the tail of the donkey, which is basically in the ass. Let's face it. Why don't we just call the game Pin the Donkey's Ass Game? All right. So that's not bad enough, but what they do is they put a blindfold on the child, a sharp object in the child's hand, and a blindfold, so the kid doesn't know where he or she is. Bad enough? Not yet. Now we're going to take the blind child and without a cane, and we're going to spin the child around about 10 times to the point where the child can hardly stand up, and then let the child run free with the pin in its hand. Good luck to you. I hope you can run quickly away from danger. That's the party game. And I'm not exaggerating. That's exactly what happens. And the kids laugh at you because you're going in the wrong direction. And they laugh at you. And it's just so ingratiating. Happy birthday. Hi, happy birthday to you. And then you get gifts as a child. See, that's the crux of the birthday. The real crux of the birthday is the birthday gift. And it varies at various ages in your life. When you're young, the real activity is not what's inside the box, but the wrapping paper and opening the box. And you get very, very excited, and then you open the box, and inside, you don't know what the hell that thing is. You don't want that. What is it? So now you're showing excitement. Now I'm showing fake excitement. Then you get a little bit older and you become an adult and you start getting things that are all of a sudden useful. Oh, useful stuff. Happy birthday. I got you underpants and socks. Oh, I'm so excited. Look at these beautiful socks and these underpants. How did you know? How did you know? Or you get aftershave or cologne. Thank you. And it smells horrible to you, but wonderful to the person that gave it to you. Doesn't that smell great? Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, it does. Notice how I will never wear this. We also got you a tie, Dad. Oh, whoa. Where's your taste from? My God, the hell is this thing? Women get better gifts. I don't know why, but they do. It's because men don't really need anything except for what they really need, and they will never buy that for themselves, so that's a good gift. A woman, they get everything they want anyway, so all you can give them is something that they wouldn't get for themselves. Try to figure that out. And that's the birthday. That's about it. So you can probably understand, maybe a little bit, why birthdays are not tremendously wonderful celebration things for me. At my age, what we do to celebrate my birthday is we go out to a restaurant for lunch or maybe for dinner if I can stay up that late. So that's about it. So I'm going to have a birthday lunch today is what I'm going to have. Are you? No. I'm having a birthday lunch. Not you. You're just having a lunch. I'm having a birthday lunch. Here's the other thing that's kind of fun when you're an adult. It's an embarrassing moment, but an embarrassing moment of questionable fun. You go out to a restaurant and somebody gets up from the table saying that they have to go to the bathroom all of a sudden, and you don't think twice about it. Yeah, go. You should go to the bathroom. Go. Seriously. But they don't go to the bathroom. They go to the manager or to the server and say, it's Benny's birthday today. Can you stick a candle in something? Sure. We'll stick a candle in it and we'll bring it over and sing happy birthday to you. Okay. So you continue the lunch, and when the lunch is over, all of a sudden, the entire wait staff, about five or six servers, they come over. And actually went to a seafood restaurant last year, and they came over with a candle stuck in a piece of cod. And I blew out the candle, and I had a little piece of cod. We all shared it. It was a seafood restaurant. That's all they had. I was surprised they had a candle. And then everybody sings happy birthday to you at the table that you're sitting at with these people, and the servers all gather around to sing it to you. And then there are a couple of schmucks at other tables in the restaurant who feel like, I don't know this person, but I love to sing the birthday song. Maybe I'll get a piece of cod if I sing it well, you know what I mean? So other people in the they're turning around at the very least and staring at the table at which you are seated. And you are obviously the birthday person because everybody's singing and you're not. When people sing happy birthday, you're not supposed to join in. You're the target of this. And it's awkward, so don't join into the birthday song if it's your birthday also. It's embarrassing. It's an embarrassing day, but, you know, it's your day of embarrassment. It's your day of embarrassment, so there you have it. And that's what I'm up against today, as today is my birthday, November 9th. You can mark that in your calendar. If you'd like to send me greetings, I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I'm going to be honest with you, and I think you're going to all agree, even though you may not like birthdays, or your birthday at least, it does feel good to have people just recognize you once a year. Because we go through the whole year, and it's like you're nothing. You're just one amongst many people that are just walking into walls. That's all you are. That's all we all are. The one thing that catapults us above that temporarily for a day is our birthdays. When people go, oh. And then if you go to a restaurant, sometimes you can get 10% off if it's your birthday, or a free cocktail. Those are the restaurants I go to. CVS gave me a coupon for my birthday. Some of the businesses that I frequent sent me stuff in order to gain my business. See, all right, fine. It's okay. I like free stuff. I mean, maybe I'll throw it out later, but I like free stuff. But when businesses send you stuff because it's your birthday, they're not doing it because they love you. They're not doing it because you're a nice person or they're recognizing you as a human being with your personality qualities. They're sending you a little birthday coupon or a little birthday gift because they want your business. It's a mixed emotion when I receive those things from businesses. Hey, it's your birthday. Here's 10% off at the Cantina restaurant. Okay. Fine. I think you just want my business. You're using my birthday in order to gain financial success for yourself. I will tell you one thing. If you're going to celebrate your birthday at a meal in a restaurant, go to a Mexican restaurant. They know how to do it. As embarrassing as it is, and it is, they really know how to get into it. They don't just sing happy birthday. They sing some song that I think means happy birthday, but I don't speak that language, so I don't know what the hell they're saying. They could be coming out, the staff could be coming out of the kitchen with candles and stuff, singing your praises. What they're basically saying is, it sounds like, but they're really saying, here's a schmuck sitting at the table. Let's do this and get the hell out of here. What an idiot he must be. I don't know what they're actually saying in the song, because it doesn't sound like happy birthday yet. It's a very upbeat, so I guess it is. But they're festive people. Oh, the Mexican restaurant, they are festive people. They hoop and holler and make noises, come out with drums and these songs that no one's heard before. I guess they're Taylor Swift songs. I don't know. But they really do. They're very festive people. And I guess that's an up thing. So I might go to a Mexican restaurant this year so they can stick a candle in a taco. I don't know how you stick a candle in a taco, but they'll figure it out. All right. That's my day. Ron, it sounds like you're just complaining about everything. Why are you putting birthdays down? They're happy days. I guess you're right. I'm just saying. Do you work in an office on your birthday? That they don't care about your birthday. They just want the cake. That's all they want. If it wasn't for your birthday, there'd be no cake in the office today. But cake in the office? Happy birthday, Ron. Birthdays, in a sense, are people using you in order to have a break in their day. You know, I'm working hard in the office, but at 4 o'clock, Betsy's got her birthday. We're going to have some cake. I'm looking forward to that. Why, you like Betsy? No, I love cake, and then I don't have to work for an hour. It's fantastic. Maybe we'll even take Betsy down to the bar. Maybe most of us will take Betsy down for a drink. We'll get all shit-faced and have a great time. I mean, I don't know Betsy very well, but I love to go to the bar, so Betsy, Bob, Catherine, I don't care who it is. Whatever. I don't know your personal life. I don't care. You got cake. You're going to get cake, and then we're going to go out and we're going to drink. So I got no problem with Betsy. I mean, I usually have a problem with Betsy because she's actually a bitch, but it's birthday, and now she's connected to the cake thing. So not a bad girl, really. Not a bad girl when it comes down to it. You know what I'm saying? All right. I'm just about out of time today. Thank you for letting me monologue today. I appreciate that. It's a good thing sometimes. I usually have guests around this time in the show, but I just wouldn't shut up apparently, so that's not going to happen. But tomorrow I'll be back with a brand new show. I'm going to do our Veterans Day kind of show tomorrow. I hope you join me for that. Thank you so much for being here. Now, if you'd like to tell your friends about the program, I am bound by law and my social media manager, yes, I have one, who says every once in a while, Ron, mention the fact that they can follow you, like you, subscribe to you, have sex with you, touch your face, whatever, depending on what you're listening to me on. I mean, if it's the radio, then I guess you don't have much choice. You can't do anything, but if it's one of those online kind of phone things, I think there's all kinds of buttons you can push to do things, and I don't know why you would, but that's what I'm supposed to say. All right, NewEnglandBroadcasting.com is where you can find us. We got some stuff on the website. Not a lot, but there's some stuff there. You can contact me at RonVanDamShow@gmail.com. Other than that, leave me alone. Thank you very much. Happy birthday to me, and I wish you peace.